Hey, this is Kristen Cheetah, and I just want to welcome you to my podcast. And today is kind of the third part of a journaling series that I didn't realize I was going to be sharing about. So the first part is just journaling. What are the benefits of journaling? Why do we journal? And in that, I just share how I personally journal and what that looks like for me over the journey of my years of journaling. Last week, I shared on just having a prayer journal and what does that look like and how to divide out a journal that you can just pray specifically for people or places or just even events and the right now urgent things that are happening, current affairs that are going on in the culture. And today, I'm going to share on another journal I have, which is I call it my pray reading journal. So don't let that word scare you. All it means is I take a verse and I write it out in this journal. And what I do from that is I just pray it. So I'm like, it's literally scripture and I'm just pray reading it back to God. So I'm asking God for insight. I use commentaries. I use the dictionary. I use a thesaurus. I use my own experience or things from the Word where I've studied before just to help me in growing in that. So why do I have a journal on pray reading the Word, or you might say meditating on the Word, or it could be creatively meditating on the Word? Hebrews 10:16 tells us this. This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I'll put my laws, or that's his word, in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds. So we see the mind and the heart that God is focusing on. And really what I feel like we can gain from that is that there's a promise that God gives us in our mind, in our understanding. He's going to release this spirit of wisdom, a spirit of revelation to our mind, that we would gain greater living understanding of his word, not just knowledge, but an experiential living understanding of his word. And then he says that he's going to put these on our hearts. And it's like God's promising he's going to empower our, and our heart is our affections, our emotions. So he's going to empower our emotions and our affections by the power of his word. And in that, our desires will change. Our passions will change. They'll be holy desires, holy passions. So that's part of this reason why I specifically have a journal that's just meditating on the word or pray reading the word. And then one of my favorite scriptures out of that kind of talks to this is out of Luke 24, and it's about the two disciples that were on the road to Emmaus, and Jesus comes up and he just begins kind of walking with them and, hey, what are you guys all talking about? And they're sharing about what just happened, that Jesus, who they had thought was the one, had died, and it was actually on resurrection morning. So the fact that they're walking away from Jerusalem is, I don't know, I don't understand that. And so they're just kind of saying, wow, we thought he was the one to come. And so they have this conversation, and then Jesus opens up the word to him and who he is, and then disappears from their sight. And Luke 24, verse 32, they say, did not our hearts burn within us while he opened the scriptures to us? So this is just another reason I feel like we want burning hearts. We want burning hearts. The true purpose of God's word is to cause our hearts to burn with love and tenderness toward God. So as he is writing his word on our hearts, as he's sharing his desires with us, he does it while we're living it, while we're walking it out. We do know that Jesus addresses the Pharisees, and you know, he's like, you search the scripture. You think you're going to find me in there, but you don't even have a conversation with me. You're not actually seeing who I am. You're looking for information. You're not looking for this intimate understanding, this intimate knowledge that comes from knowing. So we want to read the word. We want to even when we're reading it, when we're studying it, when we're meditating on it, what it's supposed to be is a conversation with God. So the word gives us a conversational language or a conversational material for our prayer life. And prayer life just means conversation with God. So what I want to do is just share with you several examples and kind of tell you how I do this. So from one of the three, these teachings, lessons, I guess, on journaling, my heart, my prayer would be that you would join me on the journal adventure and grab hold of one of these or try them all. I love journaling, so I have plenty. I could go through all kinds of journals. I have a movie journal. Well, I don't really do that one anymore, where I used to bring a journal to a movie, and when, because the Lord always speaks to me in movies, and when he would just kind of highlight something to me, I would put my little light on my phone, and I would just jot down what I felt like he was saying, and then later on, I would kind of regroup and just think more deeply about that. So yeah, I have, that's just, yeah, one of my journals. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to tell you how, what I do with this. So I've got my pray, read the word journal before me. And here's what it is. I bought a drawing book at Target. It is the acid-free paper, medium weight, 70 sheets. So it is what is it? 8.5 by 11? Yeah, 8.5 by 11. So it's not an exceptionally large journal, and it's not a small one or a sketch pad. And that's all I bought. I think this cost me like $2. And it has lasted me for a couple years because I don't use this one as often as I use my other ones. This is when I am, usually when I'm going to prayer, to the prayer room, this is what I pull out when I go. So what I do is, and you can do it any way you want. I look, when I'm meditating on scripture, when I'm reading through scripture, and I've shared this a couple weeks ago, I read through 2 chapters a day. I've kind of started the Old Testament over, or reading through the Bible, really. But I do, so right now I'm reading Deuteronomy. Today will be 10 and 11, Deuteronomy 10, 11. And then I do one chapter in Revelation every month, depending upon what the day is. So right now it's the 4th, so I will be reading Revelation 4 today. And I haven't done it already because I did my spin class this morning. Okay, so that's what I'll be doing this afternoon. So what I do is when I'm reading, if there is a verse that just stands out. Yesterday, there was a verse that stood out to me. So, actually, I could probably read it to you. And I was reading, I can't remember. I was in Deuteronomy. And I was in Deuteronomy 7 through, I think I did 7, 8, 9 yesterday. And as I'll just kind of jump into this, for those of you who follow what I do, I pray for marriages every Monday. And I've really been on just kind of praying for young married couples who desire children. So that's been, you know, I kind of pray through Supernatural Childbirth. That's a great resource, a great book on just believing God for a child, even when the medical community has said, no, God has a better word. Anyway, yesterday I was reading through Deuteronomy 7, and I wrote this in my prayer journal. And it says, so here's the in a lot of Deuteronomy, there's this cause and effect. Like, if you do this, God will do that. So it does start with saying, if we follow God's commands. So as I'm praying for young married couples who want children, I'm just praying that they will follow God's commands. They will love God with all of who they are. So see how I'm pray-reading even in my prayer journal. And this is what the scriptures that I highlighted, verses 12 to 14. Okay, if you do that, he will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless. So that is a promise to God, from God. So I am praying that for these couples that are desiring to have children, that God says none of your men or women will be childish. That's childless. That's Deuteronomy 7, verses 12 to 14. So I just write, God, we are fruitful. Would you increase their numbers? And I just begin to pray that. So I could take that scripture and put it in my sketchbook and begin to just pray more and more about that and pull out some of those words. So I want to explain to you then how I do this prayer reading journal when I'm specifically focused on a particular one verse or two verses. So I'm sharing with you that from my daily, just the reading that I have in the Word, that's where I pull out certain things that just kind of, woo, they jump in my heart. It's why my heart begins to burn within me. So I'm going to just share one that I did in last spring. And I still, so the great thing about journals is you can just go back to them. So everything I have in my prayer reading journal, when I sit in the prayer room, I start from the beginning and I just continue to pray and read through and remind myself and remind the Lord of what I am asking of Him or what I'm believing Him for, and just kind of staying in that place of perseverance. So Psalm 25, 4 and 5, this is what I am pray reading. And this is what the Word says. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are my God, you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. All right. So what I get from that, and I'm going to just open my little doors here. Walking away. I just start, and I just, when I pray read, so this is what I want to encourage you to do. Write out the scripture. And then I want you to, you just read it. You read it several different ways. So, and you might want to write it out with different versions. So this is the NIV. So I may want to look it up in the Message Bible and write that also. Or just keep it handy because that could be a reference for me. Or what does the New Living say? Or what is the Amplified? Because the Amplified version, if you're not familiar, the Amplified does exactly what it says. It amplifies it. So it kind of, woo, pulls it apart and gives you a lot more language for each particular scripture. Or you might look at, since the Psalm, maybe you look at the Passion Translation. What does that say? So when my first thing that I do is I write it out because it stuck to me. So the Lord, it's like this one, woo, it just stuck to my heart. So I wanted to pray, read it, and just really meditate on it. So I write it out, and what I do, because I'm in a sketch pad, and I am no artist, but I have a bunch of Sharpie markers. You know, you can never have as too many Sharpie markers, and I write it out with, and this particular one is purple, and I write it out, and then I read it, and what I do when I read through it again, I go over the words. So it's like I'm writing it out a second time, and I wrote it out again with just kind of over it in black. So I've got purple and black that you can see it. And you could do that three or four different times of just different colors over it, so that it has almost, well, you know, it's a little more creative. So I just read it again. Show me your ways, Lord. And if you notice, when we read it, we go over it, and we pause and we read it. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you're God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. So then I read it again. I usually do this four times, five times, and I highlight something different. So this time I'm going to highlight, show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth. Your truth. You are truth. You alone are truth. And teach me. For you're my God and Savior. Or you are God, my Savior. My hope is in you all day long. Now, so I do that four or five times. Now I'm beginning to kind of, in my spirit, things are coming to my memory or coming to my mind about either something I've read somewhere else about something that would connect to the scripture, or my own personal experience will jump in and I'll be able to kind of pull things out of this. You can pray this out of here for yourself, for a friend, for a missionary, for anybody, for somebody who needs salvation, anything. So now I'm just going to kind of meditate on it, and I'm talking to the Lord while I'm meditating. Show me your ways, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would just really enlighten my eyes. Show me. Show me. I ask, Lord, for your light to come because I want to see. What do you want to show me? So I'm having a conversation with the Lord. And I'm going to do this quickly. I'm not taking, obviously, we're not going to sit here for, you know, half an hour while I'm engaging with the Lord on this verse. So I would do that. And I'm asking questions. So think about questions, even with this scripture. What could be questions you could ask? Show me your ways. What are your ways? I know your ways are higher than man's ways. You have the way of truth. You are the way. Like then, see, scripture comes. You are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. So God, would you show me? And then I ask, Lord, you'd show me your ways, and I want to walk in your ways. So teach me to walk in your ways. Man, I want to know the ways of your heart. Show me the ways of your heart. So now I'm engaging again with the Lord. And we just go this way. And then I get to teach me your paths. I'm a runner. So I know when I go running, I run on the paths. I have a couple different parks that I love to go through. And I love to run. And now I can imagine what it's like. I want to be on your paths. I want to stay on your path. I know what it's like when I veer off the path. I know what that's like in the natural, and I know I've experienced it, Lord. So keep me. Keep me. So you need to show me. You need to teach me. I need to know your paths. And then I'm just going to move on. Guide me. Guide me in your truth. And when I think about guiding, I think about a shepherd. And I think about someone who's gone before. And so, Lord, you've gone before. Jesus, you know the way. So I'm asking you to guide me like a shepherd. Would you come? There's no other leader. There's no one that can lead me like you do. So I trust you to lead me. I trust you to guide me and to guide me in your truth. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. You alone are truth. Would you show me? Would you show me any areas of my heart, any areas of my life that are not in line with your truth? Lord, I want my mind to be renewed by your truth. Would you come and transform me that I be conformed to the image of Jesus? So this is how I'm reading the scripture. And I've got it creative. So on my page, I've cut some things out. So here I have, and teach me. So I literally just got some, I have magazines that are part of my little prayer room or office. And I have scrapbook papers. So I literally cut out school, the word school, and I wrote it next to teach me. And I've got some creative little zigzags that I've, well, creative for me. Maybe not for you creative people, but to me it's creative. So that's the great thing. It's the no judgment zone. We get to be creative with whatever works for us. And then my hope is in you all day long. So I do spin class and my instructor will say, okay, find your pace and find your level where you could do it. It's the all day long pace. So that is what jumps in my heart. So my hope is in you all day long. I could do it all day long. I'm going to hope in you all day long. So this is what it looks like. And you can take this and be as creative as you want with it. I really gained a lot of this from an awesome book called Praying in Color. And I'm going to give just a few of the how-tos to pray in color, because it's another way just to connect with God in doodles and drawings and designs on a page. And I love it. There are Bibles now that are the kind of the coloring Bibles. And there are those little books that you can just color in and make designs. All of that is such a great way to meditate on the Word, to connect with God. So here's how you would do a praying in color if you want to use it like a sketch pad, this pray reading, the Word, or how to pray for somebody. I'm going to kind of connect that into this podcast. So you take your blank page and you draw a shape, or maybe you get like a cookie cutter that is a shape that you like and you use that, or maybe you take the initial of somebody's name and you kind of just write that out, or Maybe there's another object that you want to just kind of trace around. And then in the center of that shape, you write either the name of somebody that you want to pray for, maybe in a ministry that you're interceding for. Maybe there's an issue on your own heart that is just, you just want to connect with God about. Maybe you want to connect or just focus on one of the nature of God, that he is generous or that he is love. And you write that in the center. Or maybe Holy Spirit, you just want to focus on who the Holy Spirit is, who he is in your own life or for somebody else. And then you just begin, and maybe it's a scripture. You just write it right in the center. And then you begin to add little lines or dots or zigzags or doodles all around that shape. And you just keep drawing and you just keep praying and you just keep talking to the Lord. And as you color, as you draw, as you doodle, think about what is God bringing to your mind, and add scriptures around that doodle or a phrase or phrases that he's saying to you, that his spirit is speaking to you about that person or about that ministry or about that place. And maybe he adds, maybe he, it's a person and all of a sudden he adds another name of a family member of that person, or the pastor you're praying for, and it's, oh, all of a sudden his wife comes to mind, or the another pastor on his team. And you add other names as God gives them to you, and then you can add other shapes that connect to the first one. There's, the great thing is there's no wrong way. There's no actually even a right way. You can do it any way you want to pray in color. It's just all about connecting with God, about a person, about his personhood, about whatever this looks like. And this is a way that actually, this is how I started my prayer reading, because I just started with kind of taking a shape, and there was a scripture that I wanted to pray for somebody. And then I just wrote that scripture in, and all of a sudden I just got creative. And God loves our imaginations. He's given us an imagination. And I think when we engage our mind in just doing the doodles, and like for me, I'm cutting things out of magazines, there is this, it's almost like the Holy Spirit, there's this kind of pregnant pause for the Holy Spirit just to fill us with his ideas and to fill us with with the truth of the word or whatever we're praying. So, because we're not so focused on maybe saying the right things or keeping the conversation going. So this is just a great way to connect with God. I want to do another one. And this is one that I pray often for people that I just pray for. But I have this one in my pray reading journal. I also have it in my prayer journal. And of course, I always have it in my other journal as well. But this is out of Ephesians 3:17. And it says, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love." And that's where I stopped. I didn't go to that you would know how high and how wide and how long and how deep is the love of God. I just want to pray. I just want to pray that me and the people that I'm praying for would be rooted and established in love. So what does that look like? So in my journal, I have like roots. I have roots going down, and I actually wrote the rooted last. And so my roots are coming down from those words, the rooted last. And really for me, as I'm praying this, where are we rooted and established? It comes from the secret place. Oh God, I just want to be drawn into a more intimate relationship with you. God, would you move us personally? Would you move us as a church corporately to be drawn into the secret place lifestyle, more intimacy with you? God, I ask that you draw me near. So this is how I'm just praying. I'm praying that you would be rooted and established. So I'm going to pray for you in this while we have this time. So as I'm going through this, I'm going to be praying for you, those that are listening, and I'm just praying. I pray that you would be rooted. And I'm just praying what I have, that I've created on my page, that you would be unmovable and you would be unshakable in your understanding of God, of your love for God, that you would not be moved, that your roots have gone so deep that you are unmovable. And I pray that you would be established, that your foundation would be strong. And Lord, we know that whatever is built, that the foundation has to be deeper than the building. So I ask, Lord, for everyone that's listening, that their foundation would be deep, deeply rooted in you. And I also know that a strong foundation, whatever goes in at the beginning, matters greatly because it affects the outcome. So I ask, Lord, that you would establish every listener in your love. And Lord, I ask that if there have been things that have been established in the heart, if there have been things that have been rooted in the heart that are not the foundation of your love, I ask, Lord, in my life and each person listening, that you would pull those out. Lord, just as in a garden, we have to weed the garden and pull out those things that don't belong. I ask, Lord, you would do it, that you would pull out the things that don't belong in the heart so that we would be rooted, firmly established in your love, that we would remain in your love. Love, it's not a feeling. We know it's not a feeling. It is a choice. And we also know, God, that lovers do more than workers. So I ask, Lord, that you would make us lovers, lovers of God. Would you strengthen us in your love? Would you anchor us in your love? God, I thank you that your motivation behind everything that you do is love. And sometimes we don't understand it because it doesn't make sense to us. And sometimes, God, we look at the natural and we want you to operate in a different way, but we trust your love. And we thank you for your love. And I ask, Lord, that as we, your people, as we go forth, God, that we would be a people that are so rooted, that we would intentionally realign our priorities. So intimacy with you, love with you would be the most important. And I ask, Lord, that the relationship with God would be the highest priority. To meet with you would be number one. That we'd get rid of distractions. Would you remove everything that hinders? That we would be rooted and firmly established in your love. Loving you and being loved by you, God, is the greatest joy that we could ever experience. I ask, Lord, that you would let love go deeper still. And Lord, I know that this rooted, to be rooted, it's a thriving root system that comes from being rooted in your word. So I ask, Lord, you'd give us a love for your word. I ask, Lord, that you would give us a value for being hidden in the secret place. God, I ask that our roots would go deep. And I ask, Lord, that as a church body, that we would have a value for a deep root system, not only applauding the fruit that we see. Lord, would you move on the body of Christ? Would you move on us, God? Move on us, Lord, that we would, this would be the prayer of the church, that we would be rooted and established in love. Father, I know that whatever is the root of the tree will be seen in the tree's nature, in every leaf, in every branch, and in all fruit. And Lord, while you're working on our root system, we know, Lord, that you put seeds of love below the surface. You put seeds of love down in the hidden place. And we're not always aware of what's going on under the surface. So we just say, let your love grow. Let your love grow. And I have in my notes that Psalm 1 verse 3 is one of the verses that I have as a reference. And anytime I am meditating on a scripture, as I'm reading the scripture from my journal, I'm asking God to give me other scriptures that will connect and resonate with my heart as I'm going forth. And I want to read to you what I have because I love Psalm 1:3. I have a little note next to my Psalm 1. And I think it's completely appropriate in connecting with Ephesians 3:17, talking about being rooted. So here's what Psalm 1 verse 3 says. He's like a tree planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Okay, here's what I have written in my note. Before a fruit-producing tree reaches a time in its growth when it blossoms and bears fruit, first it sends its roots down deep where it can draw on a constant source of nourishment. Then as it continues to be nourished from below, it begins to send its limbs upward and outward. During the life of a tree, it must endure the elements of every season, heat, cold, sleet, rain, snow, before it ever blossoms. Because the tree's roots are deeply tapped into a continuous source of strength, nourishment, and energy, the tree is able to outlast all the seasons and eventually becomes a fruit-bearing tree. The bigger the tree, the deeper the roots go down into the earth to give it a footing against the wind and weather. Is that not the most beautiful thing? When you think about a life deeply rooted and established in love, that would be what we are known for, that would be that our root system is so deep and the fruit bearing comes after seasons. So we as a church have to get the value of being hidden. All right. So I'm kind of at the 30-minute mark, and what I wanted, just kind of as I'm wrapping up, if you could just hear from the depth that was on my little sketch pad paper, from doodles and drawings and scriptures, and I just write other, you know, obviously I have little kind of notes and little arrows and all kinds of things that connect my heart to this scripture, to pray, read it. And what happens is, I will tell you, the desire of the purpose of God's word is to cause our hearts to burn with love and tenderness toward God. If you get a pray reading journal and you begin to pray with scripture on the page and doodling and drawing and coming up with little zigzags, and maybe you get magazines and you cut things out, and I will tell you, there is a depth. And what I just even prayed for you didn't happen from just one time sitting for 5 minutes praying and meditating on, and I pray that being rooted and established in love. That came from much time just sitting and meditating and asking God, what does it mean to be rooted? What does it mean to be established? What is your love like? Why is love the most important quality of your kingdom? Why is that the currency of your heavenly kingdom? What does that look like? How is my life not reflecting love? So those are all the things. Would we be tangibly known by his love? Like, this is what I've been just praying. So I want you to get yourself a sketchbook or a drawing book or anything, and you could paint it. You can take markers, colored pencils. I have colored pencils on my pages too. And be as creative as you can. Use your imagination. Engage the Holy Spirit to pray, read, encounter God in new ways. Be creative in your meditating on the Word. All right, that is it for today. And man, I love it. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Love the community that God has given me. And it looks a little different now because I'm in Kansas City and just really establishing something new here. So want to thank you all for listening. And my encouragement is to journal. I want you to journal. Journal daily. I want you to journal your prayers, and I want you to journal what you're meditating on in scripture. Pray, get a pray reading journal. All right. I'll connect with you next week.